Otter Island, Episode 8, Lines for Aselgar. Tristan! Tristan, have you finished cleaning the specimen jars? And chopping the newt tails, did you do that? And polishing the wands? Well, I suppose that would explain this! Look at this wand, boy. What is this all over the end of it? And how did it get there? So you're saying it was my fault? Insolent child. Perhaps spending an hour as a sewer rat would teach you some respect. Morphus corpore transmuto! Morphus corpore transmuto! Hang it all, I got the grammar mixed up again. Look what you made me do. I'm so flustered that I cast a half-effective spell. It's just as well. This way you can still move furniture. We are. Look here into the crystal ball. Not just any island. This is the most magical spot on planet Earth. Other wizards are moving there to add to their magical powers and prowess. But do you think any of them told Aselgar? Shut up, rat boy. That was a rhetorical question. I had to find out for myself. I might never have known if it weren't for the conspicuous absence of Lord Horbane, Madame Tolinth, and Self in the Red. Bring me the teleport cabinets. I'm going ahead to scout a location. When I have found a suitable site, I will teleport you with one of the cabinets. You will then begin moving my belongings. No, you may not use a shrink charm, and if I catch you doing so, I'll chop off your tail and see what happens when you return to human form. Tristan! Where's that cabinet? I want to get moving. How dare you keep me waiting? Tristan! I'm waiting! Put the cabinet into the circle I've drawn on the floor. Stand next to it and don't move until I summon you. What is that on your tail, boy? Nothing? That looks like a cup of strength to me. Give it here, boy. Just a common leather band. Very well for you. Had I caught you using my cuffs, I'd have given you 40 lashes. Wait here. You can stow the pleasantries, Blander. I know you'd like to kill me so that you can take my collection of rooster eggs. What is it now? Beg your pardon? You're lying. No one can control a kitsune or a leprechaun. Certainly not and leave them alone. 5 feet? I don't believe you. A genie? A genie? A genie? Is that so? Is that so? I know you, Blander. You don't give away anything unless you want something. And you believe I have them? Faunacite, really? Magical mineral which only occurs naturally in my domain. Just like you did with the scotomite. Why don't you just have your genie whip some up? Why don't you just have your genie whip some up? Why don't you just have your genie whip up some? You call that faunacite? It's barely even red at all. So you need me, But why should I help you? I'm in. Tristan! Fetch me a bottle of wine and a bowl of venison. I am worn. Rotten, stinking Tiarun. I'd put a curse on their heads if they had heads. They managed to drive us back through the gate with only 10 mages of their own. 10! And then in the next world, 5 of us were turned into earthworms by a mushroom in a hat. How does a walking mushroom get that kind of power? And don't get me started on Falnar and that stupid Horcrux pot of his. In this world of the talking rocks, he nearly... What is that? That book on security charms. Why is it sitting open on the window ledge? What have you been doing, Tristan? You've been reading this book, haven't you? Don't lie to me, boy, or I'll turn you into a toad for a month. How long have you been able to read? And you've been studying my books without my consent. What have you learned, boy? To what level of proficiency? What? Do you think I'm stupid, boy? I would have noticed your equipment if you were doing master-level enchantments. Prove it. Turn this bit of twine into a truth rope. We'll see. The color of my robe is red. It's red. Red. Worked. The truth rope won't let me lie. How did you do that without using a diamond? Very impressive. I believe you may well be ready for some additional skills. But first, there is a little matter of your attitude. No more of this studying behind my back. You need to remember who is master in this palace. I think 50 lashes ought to facilitate a more submissive attitude. Now, there's a promising start. Why in the world did you bring all that stuff, boy? We'll be a few hours in the other world at most. Why in the world did you bring all that stuff, boy? We'll be a few hours in the other world at most. Every single mage on the island is coming on this expedition. You don't think we'll be sufficiently protected? In a moment, let the ogre twins go first. Politeness is often wasted, but never on an ogre mage. You do well to remember that. Ah, yes. Intoxicating, my friend. I feel as if I could do anything. Something small and curious, no doubt. Pay it no heed. What the... My hat! Come back here, you little... Tristan! No, you fool, don't go blundering off in an unexplored dimension. Tristan! Tristan! Basilisk hiding in the stump. Tristan, you idiot. Now you've gone and gotten yourself turned into stone. Fool. It was only a baby one. Come on, everyone. We'll get him on the way back. Leave him by the gate. No sense having an idiot in the party.